Time now for your letters, and as expected, we got an enormous response about our interview last week with Hugh Hefner, some of it even before the story aired. Stanley A. Balter of Woodcliff Lake, New Jersey, wrote, "What is the redeeming social value of spending more than 10 minutes this morning on a discussion of Hugh Hefner in Playboy? I say more than 10 minutes because I moved to another radio station after that time. For all I know, since Scott Simon seemed to be enjoying the discussion, you may still be talking about Playboy. With all the important and portentous events of the day, your waste of time on such matters shows very poor judgment and unconscionable irresponsibility." Marcia Abelman of the Internet wrote, "Love Weekend Edition. I'm a member of local NPR station. I'm a feminist. I'm a free thinker. Consider myself moderately liberal. Hate Hugh Hefner. Hate what he's done to commitment in America. Hated your story about him on NPR. You could have picked a better topic, a big raspberry to you today." But others, like Shannon Maycock of Roanoke, Virginia, wrote, "To my surprise, I am writing in semi-support of Mr. Hefner. As a feminist, I've always had a distaste for magazines such as Playboy, but I want to thank him from the bottom of my heart for stepping out and supporting the unpopular causes that he did. It seems many of the sexual liberties I take for granted were furthered by Playboy's support." Also last week, we mentioned the anniversary of the death of Mother Teresa and said she was, for many, the Word of God made flesh. That prompted Richard Canedo to write, "Mother Teresa may well have been regarded as a living saint during her life, but it is a rather serious breach of basic religious faith to say that many regarded her as the Word of God made flesh. The Word made flesh is, of course, Jesus Christ." We welcome your letters here at Weekend Edition Saturday, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001, or email us at wesat@npr.org, and please tell us where you live and how to say your name.